You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 881, hour 3. My name is Max Shea, and we'll start this last hour of episode 881 with John Cage. We'll first hear from Darcy Philip Gray performing John Cage's composed improvisation for bass guitar, snare drum, and one-sided drum. And this was recorded in Sutton, Quebec in the summer of 2014, I believe. Then we'll hear Cage again with Suite for Toy Piano performed by Margaret Lang Tan from the CD John Cage, The Season and Other Works from ECM. And then we'll hear from Stephen Dembski and a piece called For Toy Piano from the Milton Babbitt Tribute CD. First, this is John Cage, Music on Mode Records, The Works for Percussion, Volume 3, D'Arcy Philip Gray, playing percussion and guitar on Composed Improvisation, a 1990 composition from John Cage.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 881, hour number 3. We just heard from Stephen Demski of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. That was a piece called For Toy Piano. Toy Piano performed by Ju Ping Song. And before Stephen Demski, we started the hour with music by John Cage. The first was a piece called Composed Improvisation, Four Bass Guitar, Snare Drum, and One-Sided Drum, all performed by Darcy Philip Gray. And that's from The Works for Percussion 3 on Mode Records, John Cage. And then from the ECM new series, John Cage, The Seasons and Other Works. We heard from that CD, The Suite for Toy Piano from 1948, performed by Margaret Lang Tan. Then we ended with Ju Ping Song performing Stephen Demski's piece For Toy Piano. That comes from a 4-CD set, Milton Babbitt, A Composer's Memorial, 28 Compositions in Memoriam. Milton Babbitt passed away on January 29th, 2011, and this was released in the spring of 2012 on Open Space. We'll hear Milton himself, something short from Milton, a piece called It Takes 12 to Tango for solo piano. The 12 referring to the 12-tone method. Takes 12 to Tango was recorded at SUNY Purchase in June of 1987. Alan Feinberg on piano. Then we'll hear electronic computer music from Paul Lansky, a piece called Guy's Harp, featuring the computer-processed harp, originally played, harp in this case refers to harmonica, and the harmonica player is Guy DeRosa, somebody who Paul Lansky knew from his gigs around Princeton and central New Jersey. And so Guy DeRosa, Guy DeRosa's harmonica was filtered through computer software by Paul Lansky and became part of his piece Guy's Harp. And speaking of harmonica, we'll hear then from the composer Philip Bimstein, who settled in Springdale, Utah, after departing from his band, which he called Fill in the Blanks. And they had a couple of minor hits on MTV. And then he became mayor of Springdale, Utah. Larkin Gifford was an old resident of Springdale. And he interviewed Mr. Gifford and had Mr. Gifford play his harmonica and then made music out of the interview and the harmonica playing. It's in three parts. We'll hear just the first part, which is called Just a Gift. That will follow Paul Lansky's Guy's Harp. And this piano piece, It Takes 12 to Tango, from Milton Babbitt, performed by Alan Feinberg on CRI. Thank you.
It just comes natural. It's just a gift. Something you like to do, you like to do it. I'm Larkin Gifford. Son of Moses Elias Gifford, born in Springdale in 1906. Early life, my father had a dry farm out on the big plains, and he raised wheat for a living. He was a hard worker. Later, he just settled down on our little 18 acres here in Springdale. Grist mill in Hurricane, and we'd take our wheat down to the grist mill. They'd run it through the mill and through the pan and cash for it. They'd just take so much wheat for the grinding out of the making of the flour. We'd take so much flour, you know, and maybe a little wheat to feed the chickens. That's the way we did it. Well, it used to take all day to go to Hurricane from Springdale. We'd stop in Virgin and give the horse a drink. Mr. Henry Cornelius had the only store there, the main store. He had some harmonicas in the store there. Father says, I'll get you one if you play it. He got it and handed it to me, and I played The Barrowin' Over the Mountain. Right off like that, it just seemed natural. Just a gift. Some people are gifted in one thing, some another. That would be one of my gifts. I've always enjoyed playing harmonica. I didn't ever take any lessons, or nobody told me anything about it. I knew when to blow and when to inhale. About as much out as there is in. I've always liked music. It's a satisfaction, you know. You know, it's like having a dish of ice cream. Something you like to do, you like to do it. When I was a little kid, I remember every time we'd have company, they'd want me to play because they'd heard that I played the harmonica. And the only way I'd do it was get down behind my father's chair, mother's chair, where they couldn't see me, and I played. I've always liked music. It's a satisfaction, you know. You know, it's like having a dish of ice cream. It just comes natural. It's just a gift. Something you like to do, you like to do it.
Well, that was Philip Bimstein from Springdale, Utah. Larkin Gifford's harmonica. That's a piece in three parts. We heard the first piece, Just a Gift. And before Philip Bimstein, that was a Starkland Records release, by the way, from 2007. Before Philip Bimstein, we heard from Paul Lansky and a piece that he composed at Princeton called Guy's Harp on our harmonica theme. Harmonica player was Guy DeRosa, who is well known around the clubs in New Jersey, around Princeton and other places, and that's where Paul Lansky got the source material for Guy's Harp. It's one of the four compositions released on Small Talk in 1990 on New Albion Records. And we started off with Milton Babbitt and a piece called It Takes 12 to Tango, a 1984 composition performed here by Alan Feinberg. That was recorded in SUNY Purchase in 1987, Alan Feinberg on piano from the Milton Babbitt CD on CRI. And we'll go a little over time in this third hour. I've got the next piece, which will be from Jerry Hunt, who was a esoteric composer using arcane mathematical and occult methods in his composing. And we'll hear a piece that he completed the year he died in 1993. It's called Chimansi, Link 1. And then we'll hear from Shelley Hirsch doing her dedication to Jerry Hunt in Berlin, Germany. Shelley Hirsch for Jerry, and this was included on Ghosts and Monsters, Technology and Personality in Computer Music, from the Leonardo Music Journal CD series. It was released in 1998 on EMF, and it's extremely hard to find nowadays and expensive, but fortunately I've got a copy here. We start here with Jerry Hunt. This runs 16 minutes, Chimansi Link 1, and then we'll hear a 6-minute piece from Shelley Hirsch for featuring Shelley Hirsch's distinctive vocals with acousmatic material from Jerry Hunt. This is Martian Gardens, episode 881. For complete details, please see the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Sense of connection. I can't find